AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. The prosecutor who recently took over the Georgia election interference case against President Trump and others said in a court filing that he's decided not to pursue the case further. Taiwan announced a $40 billion budget for arms purchases. That's as the U.S. pressures the island to increase its defense spending. AP's Donna Warder.
The president of Taiwan says $40 billion will be spent on arms purchases, including the building of a Taiwan dome, an air defense system with high-level detection and interception capabilities, as the U.S. pressures the island to up its defense spending. President Lai Ching-te says, China's threats to Taiwan and the Indo-Pacific region are escalating. Recently, various types of military intrusions, maritime gray zones, and disinformation campaigns have been occurring in Japan, the Philippines, and around the Taiwan Strait, causing deep unease and distress to all parties in the region. Taiwan is a self-ruled island, but is claimed by China. In recent years, China has deployed warplanes, navy ships, and drones toward the island on a daily basis in military exercises as part of its efforts to exert pressure. I'm Donna Warder.
A fire has spread across multiple high-rise buildings in a Hong Kong housing complex, killing at least a dozen and trapping others.
Video from the scene shows at least five buildings close to each other ablaze, with flames coming out of many of the apartment's windows. Firefighters were aiming water at the intense flames from high up on ladder trucks. The raging fire sent up a column of flames and thick smoke as it spread on bamboo scaffolding and construction netting that had been set up around the exterior of the complex in the city's Tai Po district. I'm Charles Deledesma.
This is AP News.
I'm Damian Troisi, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks rose in morning trading on Wall Street Wednesday. The S&P 500 rose 0.5%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.7%. Stocks have risen for three straight days. Wall Street is growing more confident about the possibility of an interest rate cut at the Federal Reserve's next meeting. U.S. markets will have a shortened trading week. Markets will be closed on Thursday for the Thanksgiving holiday and will open for shortened hours on Friday. Damian Troisi, New York.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits declined last week. It's a sign that overall layoffs remain low, even as several high-profile companies have announced job cuts. U.S. applications for unemployment benefits in the week ending November 22nd dropped 6,000 from the previous week. The figure is below the 230,000 forecast. I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Four seasons greetings to you all.